100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say, oh, tight.
Sister, I have to tell you, I'm back because I had some problem recording it. This is about my fourth take tonight. I'm getting a little tired, but I want to make sure I have Digital Sister 12 here for you. In any event, I heard about something last week that you all may have heard about. Talk show host David Linehan out of St. Louis, KTRS, station KTRS, made a very negative comment about Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Apparently, they were talking about football and the fact that Secretary Rice is a big fan of football and has made no bones about indicating that one day she'd like to be NFL commissioner. As it happens to be, the commissioner now, Paul Tagliabue, is going to be retiring in the summer. But Secretary Rice basically has said that, you know, it's not the right time for her to go for that, but at some point in the future, she would like to be NFL commissioner. So listeners to Linehan's show called in and weighed in on the topic. And then after a few callers had their comments, you know, Linehan took it to another level. And this is what he said, and I quote, "She's been Chancellor of Stanford. She's got the patent resume of somebody that has serious skill. She loves football. She's African-American, which would kind of be a big coon. A big coon. Oh, my God. I am totally, 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 totally sorry for that. I didn't mean that. It was just a slip of the tongue. She's definitely got all the attributes to be commissioner. I'm really sorry about that," end quote. Well, apparently, calls started pouring in because people were just horrified at what they just heard. And 20 minutes later, the station manager, Tim Dorsey, fired Linehan for making those comments. And Dorsey said they listened to the tape twice, and after he said the word coon twice, you know, that was it. And I have to agree with Dorsey because he said, no matter what, even if he thought it was a slip of the tongue, that's not going to excuse him. It's not going to excuse him from such bad behavior. And I have to agree with former KMOX announcer Frank Absher, who stated, he actually founded the St. Louis Radio Hall of Fame and teaches journalism, that broadcasters and all media, I quote, "assume the responsibility for speaking appropriately and for making comments and for thinking before speaking." So again, what he said was, it's important for broadcasters and all media to assume the responsibility for speaking appropriately and for thinking before speaking. He's absolutely correct. As I said before, I'm an internet radio talk show host on globaltalkradio.com. My show is Demystifying Nonprofits. And as a broadcaster, we clearly know what we say. And we clearly think about what we say. And there are times, you know, when we do get our tongue tied, mispronouncing a name or a word, that happens. But as far as saying things that can inflame people, we know exactly what we're saying when we say them. So I don't buy that it was a slip of the tongue. And thank God his general manager, Tom Dorsey, didn't buy it either. But I do have to wonder about black conservative, nationally syndicated talk show host Larry Elder, who I was very surprised that he was basically justifying Linehan's comments. And he was... Elder was basically trying to say that Linehan morphed the words coup and boon to come up with coon. Now, come on, Larry Elder is a black man. He knows that coon is a racial slur. So I don't know why he's trying to justify, you know, what this guy is saying. You know, I have to wonder if there were someone else on the air who made that kind of remark about Larry Elder, would he still be justifying the comment? Or would he take probably great offense to it and be indignant and probably would demand an apology. You know, I just think he would feel very differently if it was, you know, directed at him. And that really speaks of what's going on today in the world today. People are doing things without thinking. We saw what happened with the Danish newspaper and the cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. It was weeks of burning, looting, anger, not in just one country, but in several countries, just from a cartoon, just from a Western paper general manager not really thinking or caring about what he was doing. They didn't expect all of the violence that erupted as a result of that cartoon. So again, we have to think about what we do and what we say. But in many ways, what's going on is reflective of what's going on in society. Bad behavior is everywhere. It's just everywhere. There was an article in the paper about unruly airline passengers. You know, one person, it was a guy who was drunk, you know, got up, lit a cigarette on the plane, and urinated in the aisle. You know, he didn't care. So that forced and inconvenienced everybody on the plane. You know, another guy attacked a passenger, choking and beating him up for making comments about guns and about bombs, you know. So these two situations, people are taking matters into their own hands, you know, thinking that everything's okay, I'll just do what I want to do. You know, there has to be some consideration and thought about it. We just can't go around like that. And look at what's going on with television, all the reality shows. They degrade, they humiliate people. People are talking to each other in just horrible, in a horrible manner, but all for seeking 15 minutes of fame. And let's go back to Tiger Woods when he won his first master's degree. There was a pro golfer on the circuit, Fuzzy Zeller, who, when Tiger won and got the green jacket, said, well, I hope they're not going to be serving fried chicken and collard greens in the dining hall. So, you know, he clearly knew that he was making a negative comment, and he figured that most people would buy into it. But lo and behold, his sponsor, who I believe was a big company, it was either Walgreens or Walmart, you know, canceled his sponsorship. And the next thing we see, you know, Fuzzy's on television crying, boo-hooing, slobbering. You know, he's so sorry. It was all a joke. You know, it just went too far. But he knew exactly what he was doing. He was trying to put down Tiger for being the Masters champion. And it just so happened that Tiger, you know, is part black. And that just, you know, made the comment about collard greens and fried chicken, you know, relevant in Fuzzy's mind. So, again, we've got to really think about what we do, what we say, because there are consequences. And in this day and age, we're seeing sometimes either loss of livelihood or the eruption of violence. So, you know, let's think about what we say. In this day and age, there got to be different ways to talk about different groups without having it be racial slurs. You know, the sad part is we're living in a xenophobic society now, where people are afraid of the browning of America, people are afraid of other ethnic groups, so everybody's walking on eggshells, you know, a tinderbox, and thinking they can say and do anything they want without consequence. That's just not the way it is today. So it really behooves us to stop and think about what we say before we say something that's going to have a consequence that may affect us in a negative way. But I thought that was very interesting because, as I said earlier, it took me a couple of days to find out exactly what was said, because most major media, they kind of glossed over the topic and didn't really say what the comment was. So when I did finally hear what it was, I was really surprised and felt that I should, you know, bring that up on the podcast. So in any event, I think this is it for me. I'm a little bit tired, but I thank you for tuning in and listening to Reflections of Digital Sista. I'm going to look for some more interesting pieces of information that we can talk about. You know, give me a call at 206-309-7325. I'd love to hear from you and get some dialogue going about some of the issues that we talk about. But anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great week, and I will be back to you in a few days.
The West Side.